Researchers say a two-year study in Kakadu National Park has found evidence that feral cats are having a broader impact on native wildlife than was previously understood. It was already believed feral cats were wreaking havoc on native mammal populations in northern Australia, but the new research suggests feral cats are also eating reptiles in big numbers. Kakadu National Park says it's taking steps to manage feral animals such as cats. Sarah Everingham reports from Darwin.
Researchers have been trying to get a better picture of how feral cats are affecting native wildlife in the World Heritage-listed Kakadu National Park. Ecologist Danielle Stokeld from the Northern Territory's Department of Land and Resource Management worked on the project in the field and says some of the results were unexpected.
We were quite surprised by the response of reptile numbers and diversity. That was something that hasn't been shown in other studies, so that was quite a significant finding. Signifying that cats are having quite an impact on reptile populations.
Under the federally funded program, Territory Government Researchers and Parks Australia set up two large fenced sites in Kakadu where they were able to keep feral cats out. Over 2 years, they watched what happened to the native wildlife. Dr. Graeme Gillespie, the Territory Government's Director of Terrestrial Ecosystems, says the biggest changes were recorded for reptiles.
And we're talking about small things like little geckos and skinks and dragons and small goannas and even small snakes, things that most people wouldn't see. But all these things are, you know, out there. There's probably 20 or 30 species that have that area. Generally speaking, across the board, they all recovered significantly once we excluded cats.
Scientists already suspected feral cats were contributing to the decline of small native mammals in northern Australia. The researchers in this latest study couldn't find enough small mammals to record changes in small mammal numbers. And Dr. Gillespie says the study shows feral cats are having a significant impact beyond mammals.
We suspected that there was an impact on reptiles because when we dissected feral cats and looked at their stomach contents, we find lots of reptiles in there. We find things as large as children's pythons inside feral cats from time to time, and always find lots of small geckos and skinks. But this is the first really hard evidence from Northern Australia that shows that they're having a what we call an ecologically significant impact. Essentially, the richness of reptiles, the abundance of reptiles, doubled in only 2 years. That's a very, very fast recovery. So that means that the cats are having a very big influence on the number of and diversity of reptiles that are out there in protected areas like Kakadu National Park.
Kakadu National Park's manager, Pete Kotzel, says the park's looking at strategies for managing feral animals, including cats.
Work really did commence 3 years ago on monitoring the effects of cats across the park. Now we've got some quite conclusive evidence about what they eat, what they prey on, their numbers. So I guess from that research, we can start taking action against those feral species.
He says a threatened species strategy drawn up for the park 18 months ago is being implemented.
Sarah Everingham with that report.